go. Go. We're back.
It's been so long.
It has.
It was so long. I like how you point with like just all your fingers together like a straight hand.
All of my fingers.
Like this. Go.
Go.
Well, welcome back to As the Rotor Turns. It's been a while since I said that. Like months.
It's been a minute.
But we're back. I love being here. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Welcome back. You gotta speak right into the microphone.
There you go.
Is this better?
There you go.
A little bit more of your mouth around the... I love you very much.
I love you.
And there's Birthday Buddy.
I'm here.
She's there. And then the hippo's back.
Yes, sir.
Looks like he's in a windstorm right now. A lot of things happening there. How has you not given him a haircut?
Have you tried to hold him down?
I've seen people try before, like Rob.
Right. It didn't go well.
No. The best start to the best gay porn you've ever seen in your whole entire life.
It was amazing.
You know, Andy made it on that thing. Even Andy suffered under the Jason.
He did.
He did.
He was not happy.
So it's been a bit, you know, a lot of what have yous and things happened, and we were not doing some recording, but we're bringing this back. You all right there?
Yeah.
You look very concentrating. You're concentrating on something.
I am.
What are you concentrating on?
What you're saying.
Well, good. I love you very much.
I love you.
So, you know, but we're back. Things are happening. We'll let Buddy, if you, well, I should probably give a disclaimer first. We're going to talk about a lot of things.
We don't even remember how to do this.
I know. It's been a while. So, listen, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. You know, today, a lot of opinions about different things and what have yous. Don't do anything stupid. Don't say we told you to do it. You know, it's our opinion. Follow your local protocols. Don't do stupid shit. And that being said, Buddy, we got a bunch of shit coming up with the company. What do we have?
We do. Hold on. I got to switch tabs.
Oh, my fucking God. So the amount of fucking tabs that she has on a fucking screen.
I mean, I'm probably to blame for that.
He is.
Open
in a new tab.
There's nothing more that I hate than somebody clicking on a link and it changing the whole page just so you go back to that page later.
So now, you just open a new tab.
I open a new tab.
So there could be how many tabs open?
Oh, all day
doesn't
long.
Doesn't it just open a new tab by itself?
No, not always.
Yeah, not always.
Most of the time it does.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was the case, that's fine.
Oh my God! Like
I purposely open.
I
would have never known that until he just.
I fucking hang up the phone on her when she starts talking. Well, I gotta go to this tab, and then there's a tab on the tab.
So now I like to randomly tell him how many tabs I've
fucking
opened.
Drives me nuts.
So we had to add another monitor to the desk. So yeah. Now she has four curved monitors that goes 180 degrees around her, all the way around. And she just turns her head all the way.
Nothing but fucking hundreds of tabs open.
Yeah.
Depending on which tab I need.
Landing
exactly.
Fucking NASA down
exactly.
There. Well, did you open the right tab now so we
I
can
did.
Tell people what's right. Going on?
I did. We got things.
Give it.
Next week, we'll be at the CoAmps Workshop Conference.
Next week being, what are the dates?
Oh, February 13th and 14th. Sorry.
Yeah, 2025.
2025.
Doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't.
It'll never be the same as 2022.
He's getting a new eye in 2025.
Is he really?
Yeah. So, well, he's getting a glass eye or something put in.
I thought he wasn't allowed.
Well.
So he's going to be dead?
Well, I hope not. Like, I haven't had a bad dream about it this time. So, you know. He made the mistake of telling me when we were
over there. Enucleation.
Yes.
I learned something new. We'll get to that.
Hey, go ahead.
Later.
Okay. February 24th through March 1st, 2025. We have Air Medical, Martin County.
Yes.
To include PHTLS, AMLS, difficult airway, water egress.
Yep.
All of the class CEUs for the Stewart people.
Yep.
Which some of them still need to sign up. So if you guys are listening,
sign up now.
Corey's not too happy.
Yeah, he's very upset about it. Remember, like, we do our difficult airway with a cadaver, which is a lot different than most people when they do it.
And we've been doing it a lot.
Yes.
Difficult airway, paramedic school.
Yes.
EMT, even emergency responder.
Yeah, they've gone cadavers.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah
exactly. Recently, one of Jason's company dreams came true, and I didn't even realize it till I gave him the pictures to post that Carlos went on a tour with a cadaver.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing ever. Only been asking.
And he goes, what does stop one of two mean? Or one of three? And I was like, he used this, like, he went Same to cadaver. Multiple places. Yeah. And he's like,
used them multiple days. You know, it's like me and Andy, we were like a rock band with just no instrument, human body. Just going from place to place. Let me tell you.
It went well.
That guy is a great traveling partner.
And he's a Baywatch stud.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take him anywhere.
Yeah. We'll tell some stories about it.
Let's go ahead.
Anyway. Yes, continue. Okay. We might be doing air medical in March in the Keys. That is
big
in
maybe.
The works. Big so maybe. Big yep. maybe. So yep. everybody stand by for that. We have EVOC March 26th and 27th. We take our first, I get to take my first trip to Louisville.
Kentucky.
The Abhes National Conference.
Birthplace of Muhammad Ali.
Is that where they make the slugger?
Yeah,
it's actually right across the street.
Yeah.
Have to go
from there. One of the hotels for one of the conferences.
Gotcha. Yeah, Louisville Sluggers.
Go
also, speaking of going to Louisville, big announcement.
Yes.
Echo.
It's in Louisville.
2025 in Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky. So people know that now?
Yes.
Like we're not. It's okay, public. Cool.
Yeah, yes. I did see it.
So. Back to Echo.
I mean, no. Breaking news.
Breaking news. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
So, they won't mind.
No. Well, fuck yeah, man.
I mean, they shouldn't have told us first then.
Yeah. Well, I think we fucking let the cat out of the bag every year.
I'm pretty sure.
So.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't guess that, though. I was not guessing, like,
yeah,
central.
I guess that's considered central, though.
But, like, it's not a coast.
Well. I think the coasts were fucked up last
Every
year.
Every coast.
Time. So, you know, last year they said that the by like a couple boats, we ended up in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But like the couple boats was for the place that got destroyed right when we were in Virginia.
Oh.
Like, so they almost had the conference at, what was it, Asheville? Asheville,
yeah.
North Carolina?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So they almost had it in Asheville. That would have been kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, you know, we have record, but our doc had offered to fly one of the people that were stuck mm-hmm. there at the thing to mm-hmm. Asheville. So Dr. Yonchek.
Did you know that those people in that area of North Carolina were still living in tents until about 2 weeks ago?
No shit.
Yeah, you know why they're not living in a tent anymore?
Because we have a new president?
Mm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now they're in... some kind of housing. I don't know if it's like hotels or just some kind of housing. They are no longer living in tents.
This is crazy.
Because he said absolutely not.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, man. He's fucking come in and shook some shit up.
Yeah.
Always.
It's been crazy.
So anyways, March 31st, April 1st, 2025, we have a CEN review at Braxton College in Fort Myers. Followed by April 2nd and 3rd for TNCC at Braxton.
And you know, like, the biggest thing with that CEN so far, like, I'm kicking ass on that thing. You come to the class, you do what I tell you to do, you're going to pass. I'm serious. Like, I took it a couple months ago? Nothing's fucking changed. Still holding.
Still the same.
Yeah. So, yes.
Our big one, April 25th and 26th, we will be in St. Augustine at First Coast Technical College for our ALS competition.
Yes.
Followed by a full week of critical care.
So, Trish, what is the name of the competition?
The Connie Ray Invitational.
There you go.
So this year, this is the second year over there. We're going to have our dinner of champions the night before. So,
yes.
So the champions will get to come in, wear their, you know, pink jackets.
Hopefully they mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're not too fat to not fit in their jacket. That's the bad part of it. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, a lot of things that happened with, you know, Trish's dad passed away and so, but I'm telling you that her mom comes to me in the middle of the night at times and I end up with the most fucked up scenarios in my head that I am totally, like, I'll think of something, I'll put it down on paper and then it's just more fucked up. Like, it comes to me in my sleep more fucked up. Like, for example, I was telling Jason about one earlier that's going to be, but the coolest shit about this year is just like last year, I am telling you right now, there's 29 assessment points right away. So you can even count that shit. Look at the NREMT sheet, and it was going to give you 29 points.
Right.
Remember those 29 points if you want. So you can walk in and already know you have 29 points.
Right.
Every patient's no more than 110 points. Cool. Sometimes you're going to have one patient. Sometimes you're going to have three. Sometimes you're going to have four. But what I'm telling you is don't come in playing this game like people learned this shit last year. This shit does not work for you. You better be in the fucking books. Because I am fucking kicking people in the taint this year with some of the scenarios. So, like, we're going to attempt to give you some hints from time to time as we record. And we did a little bit of that last year. Mm-hmm. Some people picked up on some of the shit. Some people didn't. Right. But I would like to reveal one of those first things.
Oh, we have one already.
As we do right now.
Oh, okay.
With what we're talking about. You should read the books that they told you. I'm there. That's clue number one.
Read the fucking books,
man. Like, the answers are there. Most of your first day is pretty straight up a Nancy Carolyn book. I made sure that I stayed in the basic book the first day just so these assholes that cry, that's not in the book.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking book.
Yeah. Should they focus on the trauma, the OB,
geriatric? Yes. Yeah. Read the book.
Yes. You should focus on everything. You know.
Where's Carl right now?
Yeah. I actually talked to Carl earlier today. because I needed somebody's phone number. Don't fucking just one area. I'm going to tell you right now, it is going to be diverse. Going to be very diverse. You're going to have to do the stuff. If the drug isn't in that rule book that they pulled out, we're going to give you the drug. So if there's a medication you need, it's going to be in that room if it's not something you normally carry. But if it's on that list that Tim just sent out, you'd be mad at Tim Roach if you didn't do the thing. Like, that shit is for real. But it is going to be 24 hours. You're going to compete. It's going to be a lot of scenarios, a lot of craziness. And I think we're almost full, right, bud?
We are full.
We are full.
We are full.
Yep. So the competition is full. Very nice. And we're ready to go.
So if you snoozed, you lose.
Yep. So the last thing the last thing I want to say is that the updates and different things, we're going to be giving the team lead a Google Classroom, and we're going to put some stuff up in the Google Classroom, some videos about different things, how we expect you to do it, and things that are not in the Florida Cup, we were going to put those updates there. So there's an austere medical book that we're going to pull some information from. We're going to provide that book to you.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
You know, so that book is going to be provided to you.
There's clue number two.
So there you go. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yep. Back over there in beautiful St. Augustine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're staying the whole week again. Critical care class, not necessarily air medical class. Critical care.
Yep.
So we'll be doing some ultrasounding.
Yep.
Listening to things, looking at things.
Some what have yous.
What have yous, what not.
What not.
May 12th through the 16th, we have water rescue.
Yes.
We did a lot. I feel like we did a lot in the water last year.
Where's that one?
That one's going to be
here.
Claremont, Florida, Orlando area.
And then we leave there, and we're going to go do it again 2 days later in Sanibel.
Sanibel.
Ooh, I'm in for that one.
So, yeah. You know the bubble room?
The bubble room.
You remember that restaurant?
Yeah.
They got one in Sanibel. I don't know if it was open.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was, they closed it after the storm.
You know, they have a lot of bubble lights.
I know. That's why I'm thinking you're going to love going there.
I used to go to the one in here.
Yeah. Did you ever go there? Bubble room? Like, I had this foster home I was in. They would go there, like, on Sundays. They had this bubble bread.
Below bubbles?
No. I don't remember the food at all.
Yeah, it's a crazy fucking restaurant. Like, imagine if Trish had her ability to decorate a restaurant.
Oh, where, my.
Lots
where
of glitter.
Every room.
Colors.
Is different.
Yeah.
There was like a...
How can you do it any other way?
I know. But there was like a booth that was like a... what were the booths like? They're like different...
I don't remember.
Amusement ride things.
No, not there. That was Daryl's.
Is that Daryl's?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know Daryl. I don't remember. Okay. But anyways... Awesome bubble bread. Love that shit.
Oh, it's closed.
Did they close it forever?
It says temporarily closed.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be reopened this year. It said like 2025 or something on there. But
Captiva.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be in a tent outside.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. That was the other exciting part. They have the best tent strip club that's not there anymore.
I mean, so, I don't think it's in a tent still.
No.
Is it reopened?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, by now it should be.
Well, we'll make a visit. Anyways,
it says they're expected to open between March 1st and April 30th, 2025.
For a bubble room? Sweet.
What else you got?
I know you'd be excited.
those are the biggest things coming up right away. Then we go to first there, first care.
Yep.
And then, you know, stand by for some more.
Yeah. So, medic class. We'll be starting another medic class August.
August 4th. No.
August 4th. Yeah.
August 4th. Is that right?
4th.
Yeah,
or
that's
3rd.
Right.
Yep.
4th.
Yep.
That's early.
Well, that's when we started.
We started the 5th last year.
The 5th last year. So,
I try and start them the week before our kids start school. Yeah.
So, be your second one, us owning that there. We got some badass paramedic students there right now. They are kicking some ass.
Yep.
They're doing really well.
Are they taking names?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so hard because I remember like 3 of their names. And I use this 3 names on everybody that's there. I know Terrence. He's the only black guy we have. So it's easy to pick out.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody else looks the same. And then I know Echo because she's a girl.
Yes.
So I know 2 names.
There's a girl named
Echo. Is that a nickname?
That's her last name.
Oh, okay.
I could not tell you what her first name is. What
Kristen.
Is it? Kristen, yeah. Kristen Echo.
Kristen with a Y.
They use each other's last names over there all the time. I'm like, man, use a first name. Maybe I could remember it.
No.
I know we got like 2 Ramirez's. Or
maybe that's why they.
Yeah. Anyways, they all look the same to me.
Anyways.
So they're there.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, I can say that because I'm Spanish.
Well, and we have a new president, so you can say whatever you want.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We had to change all the bathrooms now, male and female.
Back to normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're separated again.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to redo the damn course catalog again.
Oh, yes. Hey, not in Florida, because DeSantis did not allow that shit. DeSantis, we had a rule that you have to use the bathroom you were born with.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're born with that gear, DeSantis said, like, you could lose your license to operate if he catches one dude in a girl's bathroom.
Yeah. We ain't doing that here.
Nah. Nope.
We don't do that here.
Good. The Republic of Florida. So, well, that's cool, buddy. Thank you for the updates there. I think Trisha's got a word. Do you have a word? You look like you're going to fall asleep.
She does.
That was a big glass of whatever you drank.
The rule of goats. You should know this.
I love goats.
I know. It's one of our mascots.
Does a goat shit in the woods?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know.
Are they around the woods? I don't think. They're in farms.
I'm going to tell you, Amanda's going to get this.
Where does a wild goat stay? Where does it live?
In a mountain, maybe? Mountainous?
Sometimes. Those are mountain goats.
Yeah.
In the yard.
I have no clue on this one. Like, this is a phrase, not a word.
Right. I was just thinking that's 4 words.
Of goats.
Yes, it is 4 words.
Sound it out, buddy, for me.
The rule of
Amanda's
goats.
Theory is that we can't, me and Jason can't spell because we never learn how to sound words out.
Not words, letters. You don't know the sounds the letters make.
But what? Where did you come up with that?
She says she learned it in kindergarten.
How do you not?
I'm like,
you do learn that in kindergarten.
Well,
they don't know what letter sounds make.
No. I don't understand what you're saying.
He's like, what is that? Because I sound everything out and like I make noises instead of
me and Jason.
So everything we have is like fucking letters, right?
Yes.
In the medical world, everything's a letter.
Yes.
I get sick of saying all the letters, so I just make a sound.
Oh,
and the
my.
Sound is sounding out each letter.
I don't. How does that go?
Well, for example, let's sound out EMT.
EMT.
That's what I get when I ask for a spelling or something. What about CPR?
SERP.
That's funny as shit. So, like, you know, well, let's see. One more. This is going to be a good one. Advance EMT.
The letters or the whole word?
Well,
sound it out.
AEMT.
AEMT.
Ridiculous.
I do this for hours sometimes. Ridiculous. It's looking great. Oh my God. So, rule of goats.
Oh, I forgot what we were doing.
Is it when you're like, people are like, does that have anything to do with somebody's nutsack?
No.
Does it have to do with the actual animal or the acronym?
Oh.
Okay.
Greatest of all time. Greatest of all time.
No.
No.
So I'm it's an animal.
Huh?
So is it the acronym or the animal?
The animal.
All right.
Fuck, I'm confused on this one.
So the rule of the goat is that anything you see, you're allowed to eat.
Mm-mm. That's pretty. Yeah.
That the goat doesn't give a fuck.
That's.
It is?
No.
No. I think that's a
honey bun. That's
a honey bun.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm like, normally a man that gets these,
yeah,
like, for what is it, baby?
The rule of goats says self-awareness or irony doesn't change public perception. If you fuck a goat, even if you say it's for the Lutz, or to prove a larger point, you're still a goat fucker. The saying was coined by a criminal defense attorney, Ken White, of the Pope Hat Report. It's loosely connected to an Irish pub joke about an old man who has multiple accomplishments but also once fucked a goat. In the end, nobody recognizes him for his accomplishments and instead only knows him as a goat fucker, which is why I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Nah. You know, it's almost...
he's a goat fucker?
Well... Yeah, let's clarify what? Some shit, though. First of all, I have never fucked a goat in my life.
I never said you did.
No, but I'm just one.
But
people
you like, always say, if yeah. you fuck a goat one time, you're always a goat fucker. It doesn't matter if you win a Nobel Prize, you're still a goat fucker.
You're Steve, the Nobel Prize goat fucker. You know? It's yeah. like the people say, you know, you could be a bridge builder your whole life.
You fuck a goat and you're a goat fucker, not a bridge.
Or you suck one dick. You're Bob the dick sucker. You know, no longer so a fucking world famous.
It says, architect. Defendant, I was only trolling when I said all of those awful things. And Ken White says, the rule of the goats applies.
And that was it.
Okay.
That's all.
I like that.
And now it's a legal precedent.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Because it's in the
rule
fucking.
Of the goats. Right.
So the word I had with Angel the other day was a word called gumping.
Mm. Gumping.
Gumping.
I would say that you.
I remember.
I would say that it has something to do with intercourse with somebody that might be.
God damn!
Intellectually.
Did you tell him the story?
I didn't.
Did you tell him the story?
It's gump.
No.
Gumping.
Yeah. Gump. God damn it! How do you got that so quick? So is it watching this?
A lot. Peas and carrots? I don't even know.
We're watching this dude confessing. He was doing that. So apparently, cool podcast to watch. It's a priest, and he's just, his podcast is people calling in doing confessions.
Oh.
Which okay. is fucking awesome.
Well.
Like,
so I think it, that, like, violates the.
Right.
The priest.
I don't know if the dude's a real priest or not.
I mean, nobody knows who that person is. Yeah, he's calling.
It's true.
Right.
It's anonymous.
I bet I could figure it out.
I bet you couldn't.
Which is pretty
that's
good.
Where.
But check this out. So this dude's calling in and he goes, hey, I got that, you know, sorry, Father, it's been however long before my last confession. And then he goes, I did something bad. I,
was he a goat fucker?
No. Well, he was gumping. He fucked something. So he goes,
was it a goat?
No.
Oh, it was a retard. Yeah.
And you say that with all due respect, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all due respect, you're saying that mentally challenging. Is it okay to say retard again?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have a new president.
Yeah. Anyways, so this person's like high functioning. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a... like they're like where they have a job. This is this person's job. This is a coworker for this guy. So this dude says, he's telling, I went gumping the other day, and then he had to explain to the priest what it was. He says, I fucked a very high functioning retarded girl legally. He had to say legally, but I feel bad about it. Oh,
so
man.
I saw something on the TikToker the
Why
other
did
day.
He have to say legally?
I guess, you know, make sure he didn't take advantage of somebody. I guess that's illegal.
It wasn't
a rape.
Yeah.
Because it's illegal in some places, ain't it?
Look, yeah. I mean, I'm
some places okay. they I'm can't. Not they're not allowed to make those decisions.
Who?
Oh yeah.
The
special needs
special people.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, because Angel's the dude that lost. Same dude.
Oh yeah.
I'm aware.
Oh yeah.
So, lost his mind. We were talking.
I know.
About love on the spectrum.
Oh.
He's like, no, man, Cuba. No, nah, he goes, no, my man. In Cuba, you got to spread them apart, man. You just hit them with water and stuff. You can't let them have a baby.
All right, so get on the same topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but who was the doctor that, what the hell's the word? The doctor from that discovered Down syndrome.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Mr. Downs. Dr. Domes.
I don't know if this is true.
Is it really named after the guy?
Yes. Yes.
No shit.
Oh,
I don't really fucking know.
Oh, God damn it. You look really convincing in that fucking moment in time.
I know.
That's what I heard. It's an English physician, John Downs.
No shit.
And he actually had Down syndrome.
No.
He had Down syndrome?
Yeah.
No.
And was a doctor?
Yeah.
Babe?
Listen, if it was on TikTok, it's probably...
Of course it's true. Yeah. Right. It's like, it's on the internet. It's true.
That's where I get my Zoe news from, TikTok.
I don't even know why we questioned it.
Maybe somebody
Buddy,
needs to look
research on that shit right there. Hey, I got the fucking researcher on it.
Did he invent it?
So I'm finding conflicting.
What?
See?
So John Langdon Down... is named after. He was a British physician who described this syndrome for the first time in 1866. But then it says that in 1958, while analyzing the number of chromosomes and tissue samples from a child with Down syndrome, this person did, and it was Jerome Lajeune.
Send that out.
No, it would have been the original.
The 1866.
Yes.
So that, like that's what they named it after because he described what it was.
Right.
You knew
had it.
Down to our no pun intended, down to our roots here of us prepping people for exams. What are some of the exam questions with Down syndrome that show up? So predisposed to triple A's aneurysms.
Okay.
Is one of those.
All right.
So that's one of the things. Also, they tend to be a difficult. This was a cool thing. We were teaching to the cadaver the other day. And I was telling people about angioedema, people with Down syndrome. You can use McGill forceps to move the tongue out of the way, allow the person to put the laryngoscope in. Whether you're doing a video or direct, it just keeps you from having to fight the tongue. Just pull the tongue to the left a little bit. Once the person's there, controls it with the laryngoscope, makes it easier to visualize. So something about
bigger tongue.
Smaller
mouth, bigger.
Smaller mouth, yeah. Bigger tongue.
What
we have a dog like that.
Facts to read.
Give it to me.
In 1866, which is John Langdon Down, wrote a paper entitled Observations on the Ethnic Classification of Idiots, in which he put forward the theory that it was possible to classify different types of conditions by ethnic characteristics. He listed several types, including the Ethiopian type. He is most famous for his classification of what is now known as Down syndrome, named after him, but which he classified as the Mongolian type of idiot. As a result...
Holy shit, this guy was an asshole.
Yeah. As a result, Down syndrome was also known as Mongolism, and the people with Down syndrome referred to as Mongoloids. But he used the word Mongolism is now stopped after having so much criticism about referring to a racist title. Thus, Down syndrome occurs in all human populations and analogous conditions have been found in other species such as chimpanzees.
Hmm. Interesting.
So yes, he had it and he hated himself. So he called himself an idiot and everyone else had it.
Damn, I'll be a monkey's uncle. And I do say that with all due respect.
The monkeys have it too. Maybe why they throw their poop.
Well, I don't know if that's it. I don't think Down syndrome people are throwing poop.
I don't think very many of them do.
But they have different
Down syndrome people.
But they have different.
But I do know the people with anoxic brain injuries do throw their poop.
Do they really?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't have a lot.
I don't know what anoxic means, but I know traumatic brain injury. My grandma had one, and when she was in the cage of a bed because she would hurt herself, if she pooped in her diaper, she would pull it out with her hand and try and throw it at you, but then it would hit her because it would. Just hit the cage.
Cage bed.
She tried to escape.
Oh, my God.
Shocker. Anoxic brain injuries do, though.
Yeah, so, you know, this is without oxygen. Is really what they're saying there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry.
Oh. We're just explaining.
But that's not what hers was.
Oh.
It was because she got hit and bonked in there. She got flown over the sky.
I'm sure she didn't go without oxygen ever.
No, maybe, but, I mean, she was talking the whole time, but she hit it. And then there was a big, giant thing of blood.
Hematoma.
Yep.
Sound that out. All right, continue.
Anyways.
So, gumping. Yeah, so it's having... I bet you that's defined by Mr. Down.
I bet it is.
That guy's
too.
An asshole. Jesus Christ.
Is that why you call that guy Gump?
No.
No.
Call him Gump because he acts like Forrest Gump.
Huh?
But not.
She probably
Downs.
Has never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
My life is like a box of peas and carrots.
She'll pull a fucking movie that's every not, once in a while right. from her ass the other day. I was like, man, you really watched that? I forget what it was that you said you watched. I go, no fucking way.
It'll Blazing Saddles.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Okay.
No, I know for sure that wasn't, no. Anyways, continue.
If you have seen it, I probably haven't because we don't have the same opinion. Right.
True.
Oh, not to mention some Mormon shit she made me watch. It was fucking horrible.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh, is that one with the TikTok chick?
Mm-hmm.
We started watching Mom that, talk. And then you stopped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got mad at me for it.
Where she had her son bound and stuff?
No,
that wasn't that one.
What the fuck are you watching?
I don't.
Yes.
No, it's the chick on TikTok.
No.
The TikTok.
No. Yes, no. You're talking about two different TikTok things.
Okay.
Oh.
This was
I'm talking about the horror TikTok.
Yes, where there it was Mom Talk. It was this group of moms that were Mormons, but they do everything that's like against the Mormon culture.
Oh.
So like they're the bad ones.
Gotcha.
But bad they Mormons. Still go to the Mormon place.
And, oh yeah, they still act like Mormons.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And okay. then they're not.
They're not.
Trish made a new friend.
The one you're talking about, he's talking about that mom, what was her name? The one that like had her kids tied up and like locked in a gun safe
yes.
or like a safe
yes.
room.
That's where he got out and ran,
and
to, the
ran
neighbor's
to the neighbor.
House.
Yeah, I saw
it was on.
I would kill a motherfucker.
Oh. I saw that on Dateline.
It was bad.
They made a thing bad. About that.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was a couple actually. I think one was on Netflix.
I'm
for sure.
Watch that.
Yeah, it was good.
I do watch some. I do like some mysteries.
Yeah,
Ruby Frankie.
Yes,
that was the mom.
Gotcha.
Man, them Mormons are fucked up. And I say that with all due respect. If we have any Mormon listeners out there.
Anybody who has to wear that many layers of clothing, they're just got to be
magic injured. Underwear.
Maybe it's cold.
I don't think it is.
Could be.
So the other, we had a bunch of Mormons, like five. But that's a lot of Mormons around the spot. at the fire department, they all wore the magic underwear at night.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Only at night?
Well, I think they have it on all the time, but we only saw it at night. Right. You know? We may have gotten some of that magic underwear, me and Ray, and wore it.
just because.
Well, just trying to make them feel at home.
Yeah.
Anyways, where were we? Competition.
Last was your word, right?
Yeah, gumping. We already talked about that. And then what else we have? Oh, accidents the last few weeks.
Yeah. Two, back to back.
Actually, I counted them.
More.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah.
Five in like 3 day period. Like 4 day period, five. So there's one that was the day before that one, fatal, just like three people. Nobody cared about those people somewhere in like the in Colorado area. Then you have the one in DC, right? Then next day you have the Philly one. So three fatal in a row. You have one non fatal, which was in Anchorage, Alaska. Four people crashed in a plane, and then there it is. Cut that one.
In case you were wondering.
and so then we have those people were found, like alive. They were fine. Mm-hmm. And then there was a non-fatal plane versus
tree.
No. Oh.
Deer.
There might have been a tree.
No, it's in the airport, one of the airport
moose
cars, things, you know, stairs.
Gotcha.
So, like, it's amazing.
Plane versus stairs?
Like, you know, those air stairs.
Okay.
So, like, in that many days, and that other one was in O'Hare in Chicago Airport. Like, so, I think that plane actually hit a building as well. Mm-hmm. No fatalities or anything. But the amount of, like, shit back-to-back days is pretty crazy. You know,
now, do you think it's because we are looking for it? Or do you think it just happened to be that often?
I just think it just happened. No, it doesn't happen that often. Like, you know, like.
Do we really think it's a coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidence.
Well, I don't either.
Could be. I don't know. So I'm going to tell you this from and you know, I don't want to get into it too fast, but the perspective of when it happened the other day, the next day we're out, you know, I'm out flying, right? So I'm on the helicopter and you know, we're go through the airports. Like I was trying to tell the kids this, listening to planes, the radio for the scene you're going to, your dispatcher radio, you're listening to shit out of both ears a lot of times. You got to be able to discriminate the conversation and pick out the important information you need to look out for. So there's a lot of shit going on in aviation. And I think that, you know, before anybody jumps and points any fingers at any type of shit that's happening, is just try to think of what it is to be flying at nighttime at a busy airspace. And then also, there's a huge difference between the conversation you can have inside of a plane and when you're broadcasting out of a plane versus when you're trying to hear shit and you're in a helicopter, even when you have a helmet on, and broadcasting shit in and out of the helicopter. You know what I mean? Huge difference.
So this is not necessarily a joke, but when you're talking in the helicopter,
mm-hmm. it's always like this, like as you're not, the microphone is real close to the thing.
I'm fine. okay,
I love you. Thank you very much. So, you know,
can you hear it clearly?
Yes, or depends. Depends, and this is something that I wrote down.
Okay,
which I think is hugely important. So, I wear a different helmet than most people wear when I fly.
He's a minion.
Yeah. But it's a style of helmet.
Right.
I wear that style of helmet because when I first started flying, that helmet, the Gentex helmet with that suspension system, I can never get it to fit my head just right so I could hear. So every time I'm always going, what? What'd you say? I had every bit of fucking background noise you could have from inside the helicopter, everything. I just couldn't hear shit. Mm-hmm. But then that program that I worked at Bayflight switched to those helmets, which fits around my head. It's not suspended around my ears. It's fucking like fits in the ears. And even like the newer generation, like the one I have now, mm-hmm. tunes out extra shit. It's almost like the shooting goggles. Yeah. I mean, not goggles.
Canceling.
Yeah. So like it discriminates against this stuff. The cheaper version of the helmet, which is, you know, which is what gets issued allegedly where I work. Mm-hmm. There's a new generation of that helmet, which is even worse. But it's a fucking helmet that's got all these different adapters that people like, and they, you know, they want them to look cool and shit.
Right.
Shitty helmet. But if you look at the picture of that lady flying that helicopter, she's got like a picture of herself and her buddy with that H60 helmet, which is a 93 or whatever the fucking acronym is for that helmet.
The one you wear or the other one?
The other one. It's a horrible helmet. Mm-hmm. By the way, program I work at now, allegedly, that's the helmet they're going to. Which I don't fucking wear. I got a doctor's note to wear my fucking helmet because I ain't fucking wearing that because it can't fucking hear.
Right.
Right now, like, seems like the simplest thing, but the biggest problem is that you've got to have good shit, cancels out noises, so you can discriminate what the fuck you're hearing.
Right.
Because it is a lot. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. I was flying with this person the other day. There's a brand new person the day after this crash. They're realizing, fuck, all this fucking traffic, and I'm hearing the shit. We were landing outside of a main runway of a airport mm-hmm. the other day. So, like, if the fire department had landed us at the airport, it would have been easier than landing outside the airport, right outside the active fucking runway, right?
Oh, really?
So we're landing, and you're hearing these planes, Saturdays, right? Sundays, where all these fucking amateur people are out flying. It's fucking a lot of shit. And at that airport, it's a lot of commercial shit. That this is happening. So when you're hearing these fucking conversations, which I think we got a little bit of it,
yep.
you got to try to think. There's four or five fucking things that they're listening to at one time.
Right.
And you'll see where my point comes in here in a second.
Yeah, so this is a little snippet of what the radio traffic sounded like. It's hard to hear to me, but if you are somebody that deals with it all the time, it's probably not.
It's also a scanner. Like this is the news picking it up from scanner, so it's probably not great quality, you know?
Pathfinder,
Georgia, in flight. Pathfinder, Pathfinder, Georgia.
Crash. This is Alert 3. Crash.
I just saw a fireball, and then it was just gone. So I haven't seen anything since they hit the river, but it was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say, maybe a half mile off the approach end of 3-3.
That's it. That's all we have for that.
So the about 12 feet of at the deepest where they crashed, right there. So
yeah, I was actually very surprised. They were saying that like a lot of it is 8 feet.
Yeah,
like it was not deep
and it's
at all.
And it's all mud. So like when you look at that Potomac area there, there's actually a man-made ship channel. Mm-hmm. Which is what where the big boats can come through. Mm-hmm. But that's man-made. Like, they dug that shit out. But most of that shit is muck, mud area, you know?
So the PAT-25 and the CRJ, what are they saying there? Is that their call sign for that aircraft?
Or? Yeah, I think this is what the CRJ is, the type of plane. Something. Yeah, commercial, a commuter plane or something like that. And then...
Because she said helicopter.
Yeah.
And then CRJ. So CRJ had to be the plane.
Right. Yeah. I think the PAT-25 was
the helicopter. Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's just a brand.
Yeah.
Bombardier CRJ, or they're just regional jets. They're just commercial planes.
So it's like the American Eagles, like the little tiny ones, the little American Airlines, tiny airplanes. Not super tiny, but, you know, commuters.
Right.
Not like the big Boeing 747 type thing. You say you had some, buddy. What do you think?
About the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, I have lots of stuff. It took them until yesterday to get all of the remains, but they did find everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. This last thing I saw... said that black box data indicated that the airliner was flying around 325 feet above the 200-foot ceiling by the FAA for helicopter traffic. So the helicopter was flying at 325 feet.
So they should have been at 200 mm-hmm. for where they were at.
For where they were. So they were high. I mean, obviously, we don't really know.
So I listened to the investigative report. I don't know if you listened to any of it.
I listened to some of it, yeah.
Okay. So from what I got out of it that made the most sense was that there were two aircraft, either one was going out and one was coming in, or one had already gone out and there was another one coming behind it. So the helicopter, when the tower said, do you see it? They saw
the one that didn't. That wasn't the one they were trying to get.
Exactly,
they saw the wrong one.
Exactly.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. And I've been there is that radio. Like, there's a specific thing where the person that they do say we have them in sight.
Now, let me ask you this: Is there a certain distance that the radar is turned off automatically because you're so close to the airport?
Nah, man, they can see that shit all the way.
Well,
down.
I meant for the.
Oh, for the helicopter itself?
Yeah,
the plane?
Or the plane.
They may not have it.
Okay.
Like, some things don't have, like, radar where you can see that there's something coming to you. There is something called terrain avoidance, you know, systems where, like, they'll say terrain. But a lot of times you get kind of complacent to that because it'll say that, like, for example, when we're leaving downtown Orlando, heading back to our base, if we're heading back to, like, Bartow or Kissimmee, it'll say terrain even though, like, just because of the buildings. But we're not even fucking close to those things.
Okay.
They're pretty sensitive type shit.
Right.
But you do bring up a good point, right? Like, and I think that at the end of the day, this is now my assumption that this is just confusion of where, hey, do you see that plane? Copy, I see the plane. Because there's not what we call, every year when you fly, you do something called crew resource management. CRM is a huge thing. So we do this thing. This is the way that we communicate inside the helicopter or the plane just to prevent accidents, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is just, and there's one thing in there called an assertion statement. And when you make an assertion statement, it's to try to prevent an accident. So you're very descriptive when you make these. So when you make an assertion statement, which is, again, it's another test question thing if you want it for your FPC or CFRN, is you want to go like, hey, 12 o'clock traffic. You know what I'm saying? Like 12 o'clock traffic. So you're going to look at 12. Shit, that's right there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then sometimes you even are even more descriptive. Like, hey, you have traffic at 1 o'clock. It's a factor, meaning that pilot not even going to look at. He's just going to fucking turn away.
Okay.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. in this case would have been a better, maybe potentially. We don't
know
the facts.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
Would have been a better thing instead of just saying, do you see that plane?
Yeah.
Like, you're at one of the busiest airports in the country.
Yeah.
So, and do you see that plane? Well, yeah, I see one.
Yes, exactly. Because that's what it sounds like to me on that radio call. Like, when I listen to it, it's just like, do you see? Copy, I see a plane. There's definitely, the radar is showing you there's two planes there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looked like they called one out.
But even in the video that you see them collide, you see the one leaving.
The other one going.
And then those two collide.
And the other thing, too, is that the helicopter was doing goggle training. Mm-hmm. They were doing goggle proficiency. So if you're on the goggles, sometimes, like, you're just, there's so much going on, like, with that shit. Like, would I be doing goggles in that area where they were fucking at? Fuck no, I would not. Like, it's pretty lit. I wouldn't be wearing fucking goggles there.
Right.
Like, because, you know, it's just too much shit going on. And then when you're that low, I would not be wearing goggles anyway. So, like, for example, for us, if we're under 200 feet, goggles aren't on. You know, because you just don't need it when you're that fucking low. You know what
so
I mean?
I wonder if maybe that's why they ended up being higher than they were supposed to be.
It's because they were trying to do the goggles.
Yeah, because they were at 300. It says they were at 300 feet and the plane was at 375 feet was the last logged. So if the plane's descending, they went right into them, like into their path. Like, that's just,
you know,
I mean, it sounds just like, unfortunately, it was like the perfect storm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that in that case, they're both going so fast and it was dark. Even if you could have said, watch out, there's a plane there.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing, what are you going
to
do?
Nothing you're going to be able to do.
You know, one of the things that I find the craziest about this, that if you listen to, you know, this news story or you listen to this eyewitness or somebody else, the perception that everybody has is so different depending on how you, where you were. And I think it's just where you're standing.
When the angle.
Shit.
That you're
exactly. Mm-hmm. So some people say the plane hit the helicopter. Other people say the helicopter hit the plane. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it depends on, you know, they both collided.
Unfortunately, you know? I think what makes the most sense in anything that I've read is that basically they legit just ran into each other.
Yeah.
Like, their paths crossed. And unfortunately, neither one of them was fast enough to just make it past there.
To make a react. There's no, it almost seems like there's no reaction to it. You know, like no reactionary move or anything. It's just two things just hit each other.
So, unless the conspiracy theorists are right and they did it on purpose,
come on, man.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, as soon as it happened, there was all that stuff. Oh, this is a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Those must have been angry soldiers and they did it on purpose and they were on suicide mission.
None of that shit,
like,
man.
I've seen all that stuff. And it's just, people are so quick to jump to conclusions. Oh, it's because Trump's president now.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know, bringing up some, you know, that helicopter, that is a 860 Black Hawk, you know, helicopter, pretty commonly used military thing. And it's across the military is used different. So the Black Hawk is the Army's version of what the Navy calls the Seahawk, and then the Air Force calls the Payhawk. They got different needs, different fucking things. So one of the things I know, you know why it's called the Black Hawk? Why they call it that in the Army? Like, the Army helicopters have, like, yeah, Black Hawk, Apache,
Does that have Lakota. Anything to do with airborne?
They're named after tribes.
Oh.
So all the helicopters are named after Native American tribes. So Lakota, Apache, Black Hawk, Chinook, you know. All those So they're all named after tribes. So that was a cool thing. If you didn't know that, that's a little Jeopardy shit there. But that helicopter is considered a heavier helicopter than the normal civilian version of the shit, which requires two pilots, right? And then you also sometimes have two crew chiefs in the back. So this is kind of like strange for this one. The only strange thing with this, which is probably just a manpower thing, they had two pilots, one crew chief in the back. So, like, you know, not that that extra set of eyes may have made a difference, you know what I'm saying? But but you don't know, you know what I mean? Just, we're never going to know with this thing. But that same area crash happened in 1982, January 13th. Same place, right into the Potomac.
82? Okay.
82. Florida, Air Florida flight. So it's a flight leaving D.C. going to Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. So crashes, goes into the water. I forget, like five people. actually came out from underneath. I bring this up because we teach water egress all the time, right?
Right.
So they actually, the door's underwater, and the people that floated up into that ship, out of the door, up. So they actually made an egress out, which is National Park Helicopter, which is the coolest videos you can watch out there. Actually does a lot of the rescues of these people. Like, they're not prepared to do that. There's a guy hanging off a skid grabbing people. It's the coolest fucking human. And then you got people, bystanders, actually jumping in. Like, one guy's holding a rope. Where the fuck that guy got a rope from? But he's tied a dude. The dude goes in to a rope, almost like when we're teaching water rescue,
right,
you know?
Right.
And they're doing this because water's so fucking cold, mm-hmm, that the people are just, you know, fucking within minutes, they're, you know, you can't fucking move, and they're just,
yeah,
going to drown there. But it's a pretty, pretty cool video to actually watch that, you know, and watch people surviving doing that thing. So Air Florida. Where's the last, like, there's another crash, happens, 90s. Not there, but in the Everglades. Almost in the same type of situation as this one. Not the helicopter crashing, but just the amount of value jet crash. 93? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
The 1993. But yep, it took so long to recover the bodies because
it was out in the middle of nowhere.
Not just that, but like the plane is actually on top of bodies because it's muck.
Yeah.
Right? It isn't,
yeah,
like it's sunk in. So like you have to like pull the plane off, dig to get the bodies out, gotcha, of this shit. So pretty fucking crazy with this. But that the chief from D.C. that they kept putting on the news, mm-hmm, that dude was so confident that he's going to recover everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody's here. Water, right, isn't fucking moving fast. Mm-hmm. We just can't get to everybody because there's shit in the way.
Yeah.
You know what, yeah, I'm saying? Shit in the way. So, but dude's so confident with that stuff.
And they did.
That's, you awesome, know?
That's good they did.
You said you had a dispatching perspective thing to you thinking about.
It's not directly related to, yeah, this. I just had a realization on a topic that we quite often discuss. So I don't know if you remember me telling you, like, for a little over a week now, I have been just like angry.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. I don't have anything that like I can pinpoint. Like, I'm not mad at anything specific. I'm not mad at any person specific. Nothing like that. Like, I had no idea. It's just this overwhelming feeling of being, mm-hmm, angry, right? So, as we all know, yep, I always have 700 tabs open, mm-hmm, which means my mind is always going.
Yep.
And I'm either usually, if I'm not on the phone, that means I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how my life is, right?
Yeah.
So, today, I was driving down here. And I wasn't on the phone. I was just driving. And I guess it was the moment that, like, my brain relaxed for a second.
Uh-huh.
And this flood of things came into my mind. And I figured out why I'm so angry. So when we did the review class at the EOC in, yes, Lake County a couple weeks ago, it's no secret, I used to work there, yeah, right? So when I went back with them after lunch, I went downstairs because I saw friends that work there. And I went there and I went through the first set of locked double doors. And I told Jason that same night, I said, something happened. Like, as soon as I walked through those doors, it was the first time I've been back since I left.
Yeah, you said something the other day too when you came here.
And it was like weird, right? I just had, yeah, this weird feeling of like, I never thought I'd be back in this place. There's like, it was just this feeling of, God, I never want to work here again. I'm so glad I don't do this anymore. Like, this isn't my place. Not specific to that agency or those people, just that job,
yeah,
right? So I go in, I hang out for a little bit, I leave, whatever. So today, when all of this stuff comes back to me, it starts with a scenario in which I was getting in trouble for something stupid. And I am replaying this event in my head like a movie. Because I have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
So that's happening. And, like, I'm getting furious. Like, I'm so mad. I am, like, my heart's racing, all these things. And I'm like, this is stupid. Why are you even thinking about this, let alone being mad about it, right? And then, so I like, kick that thought out, okay? And now all of these other things come back. So now there's other situations that I had to deal with in there. And then now I've moved on to calls. So now I have the call of this guy that literally took his last breath on the phone with me, and I can hear him. And then I have this call where this baby was in a car seat, just thrown in the front seat, not strapped down, and got killed in a car accident. Like, all these things that I don't think about those. Nah. Like, they're not there. So I'm like, this is like a, basically it's a PTSD thing. And that is what is walking into that building triggered me.
And then you just didn't think about it till.
And then it's probably been like just lingering in my subconscious. And I just haven't given it attention because I don't have time to think about it. Mm-hmm. But even this whole time, like, I've been feeling like that. And I also haven't been sleeping. Like, I've been waking up all night, no idea why, like, all night long. You can see it in the night, because, like, I track my sleep.
Yeah.
You can see it all night long. I'm waking up, like, every 30, 45 minutes. So then I start thinking about it, and I'm talking to Jason about it and telling him what happened. And I'm like, I think that it's great that we've started talking about PTSD so much, but I think that there's still a really strong lack of understanding of what it involves and who it involves,
or, you know, how it even shows up.
So that too, like, I think that here I am, and I mean, I was a dispatcher, I did answer those calls, and mm-hmm. I did hear the bad things, but I never had to see them, right? I never had to put my eyes on them. I never had to touch any of that. I never had to be the one that pronounced somebody dead, you know, nothing like that. So in my mind, I've convinced myself basically that I don't deserve to call it PTSD.
I don't know,
because it's not the same. Like, that's just how it has, like, conformed itself in my mind. I don't, it's not true. That's what I'm saying. Like, is realizing that that is not true. Everybody can have it from different things.
Yeah. It would almost be more frustrating for me to not be able to see what I'm hearing.
And I've heard that from a lot of people.
Like, I think that that would be so frustrating. You know, some.
But I think the difference is just not knowing any better. Not knowing the difference. Like,
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know for you if that's even possible. Because the imagination you have with some shit. Like, I'm sure you can hear what's going on the phone, and you probably could put yourself in that fucking position.
Well, and like, in my mind, that guy on the phone that took his last breath, like, I heard it. He has a face in my mind. I don't know what that guy looks like. I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
He has a face, though.
Yeah.
In my head. But it's this thing of, I didn't know. Basically, I didn't know that I had that for that.
That's crazy.
I had no idea. And I had no idea that walking into that building would do that. And I would have never guessed that that would happen.
That's so freaking crazy.
So then, like, what brought it up in talking to him too and talking about it here is that there were reports and there have been social media posts about this plane crash and saying that part of the problem was that in their control tower they were short staffed.
That's what they keep saying. Yeah.
So now you're, even if it's not true, you're putting the lives of 67 people and staying
on a couple
in
people.
The public
on a couple
that
people.
These people didn't do their job. You're putting those lives on those people. What are you doing to them?
Yeah, you fucking making, you know, causing them PTSD. Yes. Causing them fucking, you know.
And it's just this realization that, like, it is everywhere. And it's in everything.
It's not just one job.
Right. And I guess somehow I've twisted it in my mind that because I don't see it and I don't have to. Like,
but you hear it.
I see it in a different way. I don't see it in reality because I've made the pictures in my head.
Yeah.
But they're there.
You know something that's crazy that you brought that up, because I have it written down. So I was listening to this guy, give him a plug here for his podcast, the World Okayest Paramedic podcast. That dude, he's funny. He's hilarious as shit. He works in, like, Pennsylvania. Not too far from where that plane crashed the other day, the air medical one. Mm-hmm. He's on flight duty, and I guess people kept texting him and calling him, "Hey man, you okay? Is that your thing?" You know, like, and he's like, was thanking people for that.
Yeah.
But then he starts going into this, and this fucking got me. This is when I wrote it down, and like, I wrote it down. I actually stopped listening to him because it was fucking me up for some reason. He is listening to the police radio of the whole, you know, fucking shit going on in Philly. Down the street from where he's at, as he's staring at the helicopter. So apparently he's sitting in front of the helicopter listening to the fucking radio.
Oh.
And then thinking about, like, man, this could happen to me right now. And like, man, that should fuck me up. Like, I had to stop listening to it. I go, because, you know, it's just that you're always facing that fucking, you know, that thing.
Yeah, you try not to think about it. Yeah, I'm sure, but it's always on your mind at some point. But
you're listening to it right now, man, and that's the craziest shit. Like, so almost to your thing, like, I think it's almost worse. You can't fucking see this shit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, like, you don't see it, and then that thing with somebody with your goddamn imagination, like, that's got to be fucking horrible.
I definitely am an only child imagining.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to just ask everybody here for one thing. What percentage do you think of things is the calls, the patients, or just the environment that causes this shit to fuck you up?
I think it's everything.
I think a lot has to do with the environment, and if you didn't have as much control over something that you would like. So, like, you weren't able to perform. Like, you know what you needed to do, but you didn't have the ability to do it.
Oh, like, and you couldn't.
Yeah. Like, your helplessness type of thing.
Didn't have the tool, didn't have the thing.
Enough people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just depending on the situation. I think that's probably a big part of it. What I was telling her earlier today is, like, she's like, I don't feel like I'm worthy enough to have PTSD.
Who the fuck is worthy?
Because, right. I'm like, but it's not like that. We're in this position, so that's what's going to affect us. You're in that position, that's what's going to affect you. And then somebody else is in a different position, and that's how they are affected by it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's situational. It's, everybody's different. You don't have to be a soldier in war to have PTSD.
Yeah, no, it's your perspective of how you handle that. You know, I think it's just different for everybody. It's got it, but it doesn't mean that any one person is immune or any one person can't get it, you know?
But it's almost like it just, that realization of it and thinking through it like that and having that feeling of, I don't deserve to have this type of thing, and knowing that that's not true. Like, I it doesn't stop the thought, but I'm able to be like, no, that's, you can't think that. That's dumb. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Like, there are plenty of people that have it for reasons not even related to public safety.
No.
But I think it made me realize that the world of PTSD is still something that we are so behind on.
Yeah. And you say this all the time, Beth.
Like, all the people, so many people have it and you don't even know. And it's not the people that you expect.
Yeah. No.
Just like I had a conversation yesterday with somebody talking about people committing suicide, and how somebody said, oh, if you do that, I'll kill myself. And it's like, the people that are going to do that don't tell anybody.
No.
They don't say anything.
Nope.
So that's like you can tell the difference.
Yep.
But it just kind of opened my eyes to all the different variations of PTSD that there are.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, and I don't think there's any one way to treat.
And how much, you know, we just, and I don't know, maybe it's just because of what we do and the industries that you guys are all in around me, that I have it in my mind that it's public safety related, and it's,
you know, I don't, and I don't, you know, something. I brought this up the other day in therapy, and obviously, you know, we've talked about that stuff here on the podcast before with therapy and stuff, and like, you know, my attempt to you know, die,
mm-hmm.
and all that. And the one thing I can tell you is that the more therapy I've done it's not been a call, or wasn't anything, is other than a combination of things. You know, it's been the to me, the worst part of the fire department was never the bad calls. It was the stupidity of how you're treated sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The mistreatment. Yeah. Of, like, I felt that the guy, people that I work with and myself were not treated as appropriate as I was supposed to be treated. And that fucked me up more than anything.
Right.
And I say that because the way you started your thing, you started with, I'm sitting there thinking about getting screened at for mm-hmm. something stupid.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And literally getting told, like, the words that came out of her mouth to me were, stop talking. I told you to close your mouth and stop talking. So then part of me, like, I had this whole, like, flood of realizations of things now that are a thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me to stop talking.
Yeah.
It's different in how you say it, but it's that phrase specifically. Don't say to me, stop talking. Like, what?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But I would have never put it back to that one situation because, to be honest, I thought I had forgotten about that situation.
Yeah.
Because I haven't, I mean, I don't, it had to have been almost 10 years ago that this happened.
Yeah, but that fucking thing made a mark on your life somehow or another, man. Because it's like.
And it was just, and I never in a million years would I have ever thought that just walking into a building would make all of that. Be like, hey, I've just been hanging out here in your subconscious for the last 10 years.
There you go. Why are we back here?
And then I'm like, now the more I think about it, since I had that earlier today, I'm like, how many other things in my life are because of that? And it's because I haven't dealt with it. Or it's, you know, this thought of, you know, all these things. Like, I have a lot of irrational, I feel like, are irrational things in my mind.
Well, is it
like,
irrational?
I don't know.
I think that.
Like, in my mind, like, one of the things that always sticks out to me is this uncontrollable thought of this plan that I have if I were to ever get into a car accident while Jason's on shift.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this before.
And how ridiculous. I, no matter who answers the phone, whether it's OnStar or I get on 911 or whatever, it's if I can't say anything else, I have to make sure they know who I am and where to call.
Yeah.
And what is crazy about that is that it's not for my own good. It's for his protection.
Yeah. So you don't want
because
him
I don't ever want that to be. And it used to because his station was down like these dark, windy roads and we would leave there in the dark.
Yeah.
So I'm like, God, if I ever got into a car accident on my way home, he's going to roll up and it's going to be us.
It's like, so crazy.
Like, that's like the shit nightmares are made of, right?
It's so crazy because I can see how like you leave one night, it's dark, you know what I'm saying? And you start thinking about this and you've built this thought
all the way
into this thing right here. That's what like years. The shit. That's like, what that's what makes people crazy.
I say that
with you know not like
I, no making you're fun of right.
It, but it's just this that's become this little thing that became this other thing. You think
and
about,
it's turned into this monster thing. So now it's double bad. Okay, because now I have him on a fire truck.
Yeah,
and I have you on a helicopter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which one of you is going to lose your shit more when you come to a scene? And you had no warning that it was me.
That's a nightmare.
Like, that is, and it's in my mind, it's like, well, I already got in the crash, and I'm already, like, hurt or whatever. So, like, my pain is inflicted.
Yeah.
Your pain should not be that pain.
Yeah.
Of rolling up and being like, oh, shit, that's my wife's car.
You know.
And my kids are in there, and, like, all these things, like.
So when I my first wife Ann, when I met her and we started dating, there's this basically Ann's mom worked with this lady that had like the young daughter that just hung out all the time. So she was like Ann's fucking sister in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And Ann was the only girl, so this other little girl being around made, you know, she had a sister. So fast forward years like later, she ends up, you know, pregnant, has a kid. She's like 16 when she has a kid, you know. Me and Ann get married. The little girl named Peyton, the girl's name was Sarah. And the little girl named Peyton, you know, we come close, you know. They're in my wedding and all that shit. So 2 years later, I'm at that station one. I think I've told the story before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, like for people who haven't heard it, long story short, I run a call on her. Like where she was kidnapped by this dude that was obsessed with her and he kills her, beats her up, you know, with a hammer and all this shit. But the insanity of the whole thing, and like I've told that story before, is that there were so many things. Like I intubated her. Like I fucking put a tube in, like I stared at her face, you know, and put a tube into her, you know what I'm saying? Did all this shit. Stuck her neck. I remember putting an EJ on her. Don Galette's on the call. Don's on the call. Yeah, a lot of times I do talk to Don a lot. Like, I've had some fucked up calls with Don, which is why I end up, like, a lot of times I have a hard time sometimes around him because it's just these fucked up calls.
Yeah.
So, long story short is, there's so much in that call that protected me, I think, that to keep me from being able to fucking recognize who she was, because I don't know if I would have been able to do anything.
Right.
Like, I don't think I could have functioned,
right,
like, if I knew that that was her.
Right. But you had nothing there to, like, tell you that it was her. If I get into a car accident.
Oh, I know knows you. Yeah.
You know. You're going to know as soon as you get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if my car is mangled.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I tell you, man, it's a good fear. It's not even irrational. It's just
But it is something, like you said, it is something that legit makes you crazy. Like, these are the things that I think about all the time. I also have this whole other fear of something happens to him at work and nobody tells me.
Yeah, like, that, I don't know how that would happen, buddy.
I know, but, like, I have this. You know, like, if something were to happen, I better know the second it happens, and you can bet your ass I'm going to be driving right to where it is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you go, or do you, you know, is it, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going.
Man, I don't know.
No, I'm going.
There's just certain things in life people don't see.
No, I'm going.
Yeah. Well, I know you're going to go. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think I'm going.
Yeah.
But they may not. They won't let her see.
You know.
Depending on what, you know.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Too.
But you can't. Like,
because I can promise you that whatever picture I'm going to paint in my own head is going to be just as bad, if not worse, than whatever it is I'm going to see.
Yeah, I see that.
So why keep somebody like me? Now, this isn't for everybody. This is me specifically.
This is your therapy.
It would haunt me more.
Not seeing it.
To wonder what it was I didn't see than to know that was what it was.
And that's not abnormal.
And like, for you specifically, and if it were a fire-related something, we have had those adult conversations of, if I'm burned that bad, I don't want to feel that.
Let me go.
Nope.
So it's one of those, it's like, but I would have to see that. I have to know, are you burned that bad? Like, if your face is gone, you're burned that bad. You know, and it's...
I'm gonna tell you, man. Like, some shit. Like, if you imagine if you thought about all the shit that could happen to you, you never leave your fucking house,
right? That's true. Yeah,
you know, you never leave your house. You
I can tell you, the older I get, the worse it's getting, and it happens more often.
Yeah, it's fucking. Listen, it shit happens, man. I always say that's not how I go. You know what I mean? Like, but damn, I think that there's a lot out there. But the one thing I did want to make sure everybody understands, like, listen. Take your time right now. Like, sometimes when these things happen, it's like big wake up calls to go take your time, look around, make sure that you're going on the things you're going to. The one thing that dude said on his podcast today that I 100% agreed with is that we're looking for more reasons to send helicopters and planes to things that they don't have to go to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're looking for more reasons to send helicopters and planes to go to. We're sending helicopters to pick up patients because there's not an ambulance available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is that the safest thing to be doing? It's not. So the guy is absolutely right. And like I say, the world's okayest medic. I hope I'm saying this fucking shit right, you know, because it seems like a long title. But like, the dude does have a good point.
Right.
Like, he says something that, you know how many times I've thought this and I don't say it, but I've read what he's coming from. Like, you can read ambulance requested at this time. The notes will say ambulance says 2 hours out. Doctor changes order to fly the patient.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy shit. So listen, right now, your bosses don't give a fuck. I've said this before. They just need volume and more volume and more volume, justifying helicopters and this and that. I'm like, fuck that. You take your goddamn time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a meeting allegedly Monday, we'll just say, or Tuesday, where people were saying, you know, like, the lift is this many minutes and we need to work on it better. I'm like, fuck you. The minutes are going to be the minutes. It's not my fucking emergency, and I ain't fucking...
You can just falsify the report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, listen.
No.
Fucking, don't have to do fucking minutes. Response time. Man, that's fucked up. But anyways, I could talk about that shit forever.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep. So, it's good to be back.
Good to be back.
Feels good. I feel it. Feeling good. Buddy?
I'm good.
Well, good.
A little crazy.
Well, I think we're all a little goddamn crazy. I think somebody else is a little bit lit.
Mm.
So, till next time.
See you.
Bye.